Eat when you need to, not when the clock says to. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Wellness Wednesday segment, in which we hear about how consuming fewer calories could lead to living longer. Enjoy.
In the 1950s, my friend Bill was a very gifted engineer who made an extraordinary car. The car's main fuel source was electricity, and gasoline was to be put in whenever available. It was fine for the car to use gasoline every other day or so, but the problem was that people ran it on gasoline nearly 90% of the time. This resulted in the car breaking down frequently. All the while, Bill was trying to tell people, use it the way it was designed. Despite his advice, people continued to theorize about how to properly use the car. Bill went bankrupt and left the automotive industry soon after. The situation my poor, imaginary friend Bill found himself in is quite like our modern health environment. How did eating get so complicated? Most of us just want to feel good, look good, and live a long life. You would think by now there would be a straightforward consensus on what our eating habits should look like. But we're faced with countless trains of thought on the topic. Maybe we're supposed to be doing the ABC diet or the XYZ diet or something in between. One of the first diets was proposed by a man named George Shane in 1724. Now on Amazon, you can find over 50,000 different books on the topic. Like Bill's car, surely there is a simple way we should be fueling our bodies that is most suitable for its design. Obviously, we're not engineered, but we Homo sapiens emerged around 200,000 years ago. And the majority of that time, the food environment could not have been anything like today's food environment. Agriculture didn't even exist for a good 190,000 years of that time. Not even the fruits and vegetables we have today would have been similar, as we hadn't cultivated them to our liking. Just 700 years ago, here's what a banana would have looked like. So what way of eating did we adapt to? The environment would have chosen our diet rather than us. Your choices would have been to eat what was available or be dead. The idea that our body must have adapted to a certain ratio of macronutrients available in the environment is not novel, and recently has become quite well known due to the paleo diet. However, what I'm getting at is our body would have also had to have adapted to how often the food was available. There should be a natural frequency of eating that promotes health and longevity. Where to start? The logic would be that more nourishment, more food, would make you healthier and live longer. But let's take a look at this from the first principles method as described by Elon Musk.
It's kind of mentally easier to reason by analogy rather than from first principles. But first principles is kind of a physics way of looking at the world. And what that really means is you kind of boil things down to the most fundamental truths and say, okay, what are we sure is true? And then reason up from there. Mm-hmm. That takes a lot more mental energy.
So what do we know about longevity? Other than exercise, the word superfood might come to mind. Maybe more omega-3s or some red wine, or making sure to take supplements and drink less alcohol will make us live longer. There are a lot of things that can contribute to longevity, but there is one method accepted by science that you can use to consistently increase longevity.
If I take any organism on the planet Earth, from yeast cells to spiders, insects, rabbits, dogs, and I reduce their caloric intake by 30%, they live 30% longer. The only organism which has not yet been deliberately tested by scientists are Homo sapiens.
Let's start here. For some time, the conventional wisdom has been that you need to get 3 balanced meals a day to stay healthy. Ever since I was a kid, breakfast, lunch, and dinner seemed as natural as sleeping or going to the bathroom. Breakfast was the most important meal of the day. I needed a healthy lunch to focus on the rest of the school day, and being sent to bed without dinner was child abuse. This situation is basically the same in Japan, where I live now, as with the rest of the world. If we want to reduce caloric intake to increase lifespan, the only choice then is to eat less at each meal, because we need 3 meals, right? But where did this 3 meals a day idea come from? As Abigail Carroll suggests in her book, 3 Squares: The Invention of the American Meal, eating 3 meals a day was basically invented due to culture. When European settlers got to America, they found Native Americans were basically just eating whenever they felt the urge to, rather than at specified times. The Europeans took their lack of defined eating times as evidence that they were uncivilized and had them change. In short, the three meals a day paradigm is not based off of our biological needs, how our environment designed us. In a hunter-gatherer culture, it wasn't surprising at all to feast on a big catch, then survive on very little or no food for an extended period of time until they were in need of another big source of fat and protein. In fact, the environment up until now would suggest that if we could not do that, we probably wouldn't be alive to be reading about dieting. The Piraha people, an indigenous hunter-gatherer group of the Amazon rainforest, was extensively studied by an anthropological linguist named Daniel Everett. He found they do not eat every day, or even attempt to do so. They were even aware of food storage techniques, yet never used them except to barter with Brazilian traders. When questioned about why they do not store food for themselves, they explained, "I store meat in the belly of my brother." Until the advent of agriculture, eating three meals a day, and in some cases even eating every day, was a near impossibility. Some of you may be pointing to the fact that the life expectancy in the Paleolithic era was much lower than now, at around 33 years, as a sign that our modern eating habits are healthier. However, infant mortality rate was a big factor in bringing that number down. You have to understand that one of the effects of modern civilization and technology is that you can be unresourceful or made up of weak genetic material and not die. As Doug McGuff explains about the life expectancy back then,
it didn't really have anything to do with anabolic, catabolic balance or long-term health benefits, because there were older survivors, and the fossil evidence of those older survivors, based on ligamentous attachments and bony assessment and bone mineral density, was they were extraordinarily robust.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.